Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, now, earlier this year, the Chicks Talking Footy team, we went to the Sports Writers Festival.
One of our many excursions.
We do love an excursion. Mm-hmm. And there we saw a panel, Angela Pippos and Karen Lyons, and Danielle Warby, who's also been on the show, and Chloe Salto was also there. And we talked about what's happening in women's sport, and it was a great night. Questions went on for about an hour and a half after the panel discussion. And so I went up to the ladies and asked them if they'd come on the show. So welcome, Angela Pippos and Karen Lyons, to the sports show.
Thanks for having us. And hi, Karen.
Hi, Ange.
Yeah. Have you guys met?
Yeah, and unlike that night, I've got my voice back tonight. I was a bit...
That's right.
Yeah, I had a terrible cold the night of the sports writers, so I'm in full voice, so look out.
It was a good night, though, wasn't it?
Was a great night.
Mm, yeah.
And I hadn't met Danielle before in the flesh.
She's a ripper.
She is fantastic.
Yeah, we've had her on the show twice since then.
Yep.
So lots of stuff was discussed that night. Mm. We solved a few of the problems of the world.
We did. And we decided that the next Sports Writers Festival event next year that focused on women should actually be like a supper club. So we're going to bring beanbags and some picnics.
Bring a casserole.
So that we could really just
wine.
Settle in.
Get wine. I'm with that one. That's why we play sports, so that we can drink wine.
So both of you started your careers off as political reporters. And then crossed the boundary line, excuse the pun, to become sports reporters. I think you've both been involved in sports and particularly passionate about women in sport over the last couple of decades. It's definitely an exciting transition time. You know, sure. In the last probably 18 months, 2 years, the whole of women's sport for me has completely gone through a revolution. So it must be
amazing.
An exciting time to still be part of all that.
Yeah, it's really interesting for me because I also work at Melbourne University and teach sport and media and the ideas around sport and inclusion. And this Women's League has been particularly interesting because a number of my students have been drafted.
Oh, fantastic. Class.
And Melbourne Uni has provided, I think, about 18 of the players. And its particular club has been the number one club in producing players for this Women's League, and it's been great to listen to the young women in my class become engaged and also to talk about some of their colleagues who they know who are being drafted and going on and things like that. So it's been a really, it's not just that it's changing, it's starting to really inspire. So I think it can only be the first step into what will be a real revolution for sport.
And it doesn't have to be those imaginary, well, undefined 5 and 6 year olds that are being inspired. It's actually young women, adolescent women, women a little older than that too.
Well, it's amazing. Initially, netball was the only women's sport, technically. And then the cricket came on board and now AFL's coming on board, and especially Melbourne being the footy town. I'm not sure how it's going to affect maybe in Brisbane and Sydney, but we'll see how that goes. And look, maybe they'll have a rugby league for women eventually.
Well, the NRL is looking at that.
Right. So
that is something that's being discussed as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is that all these sports are pushing each other to do better.
Yes.
It's become a very competitive space, women's sport, finally.
Yeah. Yes.
So they all are vying for the hearts and minds of girls and women, and that's just creating a better deal for women. So
better pay.
Know, better pay.
Yeah.
Some pay.
You're actually paying for their boots now?
Yeah.
We were going to do a crowdfunding to try and pay for their boots.
And
no need.
There's no denying that the AFL, you know, was responding to that changing landscape.
Mm.
And I know that Gil McLachlan and others believe that this is the right thing to do, and they believe in equality.
Mm.
It also makes good business sense.
Sure.
But they were also, you know, forced to take a good look at themselves. The Big Bash last summer was huge for women.
Yes. Yes.
And netball's got a brand new competition, and the Matildas are on the rise.
Yes.
So you've just got to get in there and present your sport as inclusive.
Yeah.
And finally it's happened.
What's been amazing too is just the TV audience and the, you know, online audience that's actually come on board. I mean, the All-Star Women's Game attracted
the ratings were phenomenal.
I think it surprised everybody.
It did. And it surprised the AFL as well. And I was lucky enough to be in the Western Bulldogs rooms after that win, filming for the documentary I'm working on. And Gil stood up and he said something like, you know, you women may not realise it now, but when you wake up tomorrow, things will have changed in a big way for you. Mm. And I heard it at the time and I thought, wow, he's really talking it up. I hope he's right. Yeah. And he was right, because the momentum that has flowed since that All-Stars has been terrific.
Mm. And I think the AFL has to really focus on their broadcast deals and how they're going to get the game out to the broader community, because as Danielle Warby says, the future of women's sport is online. And so if I can join up as a Fremantle Dockers supporter, as a member, and get access to all the footage of all the games live via my laptop and not actually have to watch channel whatever. then I will. And I think that's a space that has to be looked at. Anyway, sorry, I got distracted.
I prefer a big screen, though. I like to watch the big telly, not the little laptop.
I think the future of all sport is online. Mm. And this is what's going to democratise sport, because, as you say, women and all the different, what we once thought were niche sports, but all these sports can have an avenue to an audience, but they are going to have to work really, really hard. Mm.
Mm. And work together.
And work together.
So my badminton career can finally take off.
It's going to be huge. Mm. But it's because of the way that technology is driving the media and changing the media. Content is now so vital. And this is why we're going to see more women's sport on television and online, where people like Google and Netflix and all these people actually become providers of sport. Mm. And interestingly, I've been watching some TV this week and noticing that this, I think it's this Saturday, isn't it, that the Big Bash has got a double header of the women's league all on its own, not around men, all on its own, which goes back to what Angela said, that it was such a success last year. It provides the content, and if it's there, people will watch it. Somebody finally took the gamble, and it's paying off.
And it passes the Alison Bechdel test.
Yeah, of course. we have had a message from a listener, a question from a listener, one of our most favourite listeners.
Betty the Bulldog.
Betty, she's a Bulldog supporter. She says, is there any news about the women's AFL fixture in 2017? I think this links to perennial broadcasting question, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, you know, I've been hearing now for about 6 or 7 weeks that it will be Monday, and it's always the next Monday, and then the Monday after that.
Mm, they've been very
Christmas
frustrated.
Is coming,
and
Angela.
And I heard today, I was at AFL House today, and I heard it was tomorrow, but the last thing I heard as I was leaving Carlton training half an hour ago was, it won't be tomorrow. So I think, but we need to be patient, because my reading of the situation is that the AFL is desperately trying for all matches to be covered in the best possible way.
Fantastic.
So if there is a little bit of argy-bargy, it's okay if we get what we want, and that is more
women
coverage.
Women on free-to-wear telly.
Absolutely.
That's what
we want. So we need to be patient, and I'm excited to see how it all lands, and we should know this week, but it sounds like it's not tomorrow.
Okay. So Betty's been emailing Tony Jones, 3AW. She's really trying to find the answer. So there you go, Betty. You've heard it live from now, Angela Pippos. You are on That Sports Show, but you're also joined by Danae and Fiona from the Chicks Talking Footy Show. We're partnering together.
We are. We're having fun.
For a new venture. We have some very special guests in the studio tonight, Angela Pippos and Karen Lyons.
No,
and
I think Lyon. I think you're just one Lyon.
I think she's a lion, not a Lyons.
Karen Lyons likes to... You know, I'm trying to make a sentence that makes it make sense.
No.
Not
you're digging
happen.
A hole.
No one's going to help me out there. Now, Angela, you've been working on a documentary called League of Her Own. You've been following the women's AFL and going right around the country at their practice sessions and all sorts of things. Tell us what's going on
it
there.
It is the
Can't
best
wait to watch it.
Project I've ever worked on. It is so exciting. It's nice
That's
to work on
a call. It's a big call.
Yeah,
for
it is
you,
a big
yeah.
call. 20 years, I celebrate 20 years as a sports journalist next year. And for most of that time, there wasn't much change for women. Mm. There was a lot of talk, but not much action. And in the past 2 years, as you said today, the landscape has really changed. And part of that has been the rise of women in Australian rules football.
So
I put
quick.
This idea to the AFL at the start of the year, and they said, yeah, that sounds great. Go for it. And I said, okay, I will. So I had to sort of sort out the financing and all of that did fall into place eventually. eventually. But yeah, League of Her Own is a look at the rise of women in the sport from the grassroots all the way to AFLW. So great. It's the whole landscape. So from the little Oz kickers who feature in the documentary through to AFL women. And the heart of the documentary is three stories. Three women we're following. Mo Hope. Needs no introduction. Stephanie Chiocci, who's the former captain of the Western Bulldogs, who's now a Collingwood player, and Taylor Thorne, an Indigenous footballer from Darwin, who's doing the journey from Darwin down to the Adelaide Crows, the mighty Adelaide Crows. So
the pride of South Australia.
I can sing if you'd like.
No.
So last week we were in Darwin with the nine Darwin-based Crows.
Waratahs.
So there are nine Crows in Darwin.
Yep.
And the rest of the squad in Adelaide. And then we followed that nine down to the Crows. And we had this fantastic moment in the inner sanctum of the Adelaide Crows where the Beck Goddard, the coach, is a fabulous woman and she's so funny. She introduced the entire team to the Crows family, to Don Pike, the coach of the Crows, and various other people, and she did it in such a way that was hilarious, and the women were magnificent. And there were tears because just spontaneously the players saying, Matt, we're here.
Yeah.
You know, we've made such it this moment. Far. It was a beautiful moment. Because, and the crew, Nicole Minchin, the other producer, and I, we've just cried all the way through the doco because it is so powerful.
Yeah. So is it a 13-week, 2-hour documentary?
It's it could be. It could easily be 13 weeks. We have 1 hour. It's a commercial hour because the doco will be on the Seven Network, so that makes it, I don't
42
know,
minutes.
42, 44, 46 minutes or something. It will run prime time in the week of the first AFL women's game.
When we find out when that is.
So the tennis. We know that it's going to start. I think we can safely say that Collingwood and Carlton will kick off AFLW on the Friday night. I hope I'm not breaking protocol by saying that's really that what it's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, the big blockbuster.
It is the big blockbuster. So we'll be on in that week. And it's just been an amazing journey for us to follow those three women and to meet the important people in their lives who have backed them the whole way. Mo has a fabulous mum, as does Taylor Thorne. Steph's parents have been with her the whole way, and it's been a it's been wonderful. So
I'm so excited.
League of Her Own.
We all are.
Hashtag League of Her Own.
Yeah. And you're also writing a book at the moment, Breaking the Mold.
Yeah, that comes out at the same time as the doco. Right. Unplanned, wasn't supposed to be like that, but through events out of my control, like the fact that women kept getting all these you know, these great things happening in sport, I missed my deadline with the book. Sorry, Affirm Press. But as it turned out well that I missed the October deadline, and the book would have been already old if it had gone out in October. So at least now, February, the book comes out, same time as the doco, and the book is looking at the entire sporting landscape in the country. So not just AFL, it's everything. Right. And we look at how the landscape became so uneven for women. So the first half of the book is called The Problem and the second half is The Tipping Point.
Wow.
You know, when things really started to change. So it has a lovely uplifting arc.
So, thanks, Angela. Karen, can you imagine if a book focusing on those issues had come out 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? What sort of reception would we have had?
Well, it would have just been the first half of the book.
Yeah. True.
The problem.
The lower end of
volume one.
Yeah, volume one. With a dot, dot, dot to continue. And, yeah, I don't think there just wouldn't have been a market for it. It's incredible how things have changed so rapidly. And it's taken us such a long time to get here. It's been all these slow little steps and then everything's just sort of opened up at once. So I think it's wonderful that there can be a part two to Angela's book and that we can look around. And I think what, you know, Malcolm actually mentioned it before, there are now so many sports. And that means so many choices. And it means that young girls starting sport today or playing sport, you know, at the moment, they can stay with what they love. There are so many stories about girls playing football to 14 and then having to move to netball, or girls playing cricket to 14 and then having to move to netball. Mm. And I'm a massive netball fan. I love it. Mm. But the fact that people, that women have been allowed to pursue their passion, that's really unfortunate and really sad for those women.
And netball has the challenge of fending off these new sports, because netball's been the established one.
They're all elbows.
It does, so, and that's why they have gone so aggressively with their salary cap and done things like brought in childcare and all sorts of incredible things. And they've finally gone, we are being challenged here and we do have an issue. And after years and years and years of saying, we'll just do everything the same. Mm. Everything can just stay the way that it is.
Got to change.
They've reacted, and they've reacted really, really well.
They have to, yeah.
And what would your advice to aspiring sports journalists be?
Don't enter the media. Just go and find something else to do. No, that's really unfortunate. As someone who teaches media, when my students come up to me and say, oh, I really want to be. No, that wasn't my intention.
That's what I tell to law students.
Yeah, exactly.
Become a lawyer. There aren't any jobs.
There are no jobs.
But the platforms have
changed. Stay here with us now.
But it must feel like, you know, everything you've built in your career is now sort of, there's such an amazing, exciting time.
Yeah, it is. Everything is changing, and while there's huge influx now and huge problems now, in 10 years I think things are going to be brilliant again. And it's going to be great. That I can tell you, throughout my career, there are so many times when I've gone to my editor and said, I would really, really, really love to cover this story because I think it's a fabulous story, and it's been of some young woman doing something amazing. I've been told, no, you have to go to Carlton Collingwood training, not AFLW, but, you know, you've got to go out and listen to the blokes talk again.
And be bored.
Well, you know, you always make that. Look, when you're a sports journalist, it's always fun. But
have to do your job.
But the fact is, what you will get now is when you say, or in the young reporters coming through, when they say, I've got this great story about this young woman who's doing amazing things, people will say, yeah, okay, cover it. Mm. And that's going to be great.
Well, even we found developing the Chicks Talking Footy show, you know, I thought this is such a unique idea. No one's doing this. And then suddenly within 2 years.
It's taken off.
There's lots of women, you know, the Outer Sanctum girls and all sorts of people, girls play footy. They're all popping up everywhere in this arena as well.
Good. Now, we could talk all night, but we can't. Angela and Karen, thanks for joining us tonight on That Sports Show with Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for having us. Can I just say that Lauren Jackson, the wonderful Lauren Jackson, has endorsed my book. She has read it, and her quote is on the front cover, and I just couldn't love her anymore.
And we just have a message from someone in Albury, where Lauren Jackson is from. My nieces play in the Lauren Jackson Stadium.
Well, I didn't think I could love LJ anymore, but I only just discovered that she's completed her degree in gender and diversity this year, so I now love her even more than I did.
I love her more. we'd love to have you back on the show once your documentary's being released as well.
And the
fixture for 2017's been released.
Great.
And Karen as well, to talk about what's happening with the Women's League at that time. It's been so fantastic to talk to you. So thanks for taking the time to come into the studio tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.